Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
We just had absolutely really no advice for this call that we took on Friday at all.
Yeah, her name is Jessica, and she called up to say, you know what? My best friend, her husband is cheating. And my friend knows it. The wife knows the husband's cheating, but she really doesn't want to, like, know about it. She doesn't want to have the conversation with him about it. And apparently, the husband had approached the wife to say, look, we need to talk. And so that's why the wife called Jessica for advice, because she's like, you know what? If he's wanting to talk, to confess his affairs, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to have the conversation. So how do I avoid this conversation with my husband? And that's why Jessica came to us on how does a woman who knows her husband's cheating keep him from confessing it?
Good morning, Jessica.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm okay.
All right. I'm a little confused as to what the entire situation is. Are you the friend of the woman who has the cheating husband? Or are you the wife of the guy that is cheating?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm her friend. I'm
your
best friend.
Okay. Do tell. What's going on?
Okay. I'm a little confused, too. But my best friend called me last night, and she said she needs some advice. And, you know, I'm dumbfounded. And I told my husband about it, and he's dumbfounded, too. But basically, this is the situation. Now, she lives out of town, so she's not, you know, she can't possibly hear this conversation that we're having right now.
What are we going to call her?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to give her a different name?
Oh, you know, I'll skip her name. That's fine.
Eventually, we're going to have to name her something.
Yeah, we have to have a fake name.
We will call her Delilah.
Delilah.
All right, Delilah.
Okay.
And her husband, Samson, is messing around?
Yeah.
The story of Samson.
We're having an affair, and it's been going on like 2 or 3 years.
How do you know this?
Well, she knows it. She just knows it, you know? And she's told me, but he doesn't know that she knows.
Okay, let's back up just a mini step.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a while. She knows. Is this a feeling she has? Has she seen texts? Has she heard phone calls?
No, she hasn't heard phone calls, but she'll smell perfume on him. He's gone out of town, kind of, and he says it's for work, and it's not, you know, it's a little bit mysterious. And I believe she did find some text messages.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's pretty sure. I mean, actually, she's very sure that he's been having this affair, but she's fine with it. And that's the thing that just I can't understand. But she's fine with it. She's fine just to let him do what he does. And, you know, she feels like he makes good money and he takes care of the kids and takes care of her really well. And she's happy with her life the way it is. And she doesn't want to, you know, cause any problems, and she doesn't want to address this issue. So, anyway, however, he has been out of town last week, and he called her and said, honey, I love you, and I have something I want to talk about. And she's been really nervous. She called me, and she's really nervous that he's going to, you know, confess, because she feels like that if he confesses, that she has to actually do something about this affair. She has to address this issue, and some kind of action has to be taken, and she just wants to live in ignorance.
Wow.
If you can believe that. Yeah.
We've heard this kind of thing before, you know?
Really?
Yeah, where women would say, I would just rather not know.
Okay.
I don't know that we've ever talked to anybody that knows for sure.
Right.
And just doesn't want to deal with it. Because
right.
Now, she's happy in this arrangement?
she is. She's happy in her marriage. She likes the way, you know, the kind of relationship they have.
Is he wealthy?
He makes good money, yeah.
Yeah.
So everything else.
If he's broke, she's like, hey, why are you cheating on me?
Right. He's a good dad. I mean, he seems to be there for the kids and all, so she's happy with that.
Right.
And the relationship itself outside the infidelity seems to be working okay for them.
Exactly.
So she's like, let's not rock the boat. I already know you're having sex with somebody else. But if he brings it up, then it's going to change everything.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Well, exactly.
Do you think that he's going to be, I mean, I don't know. I know that this is your best friend, but I don't know how well you know her husband. But do you think that he is going to tell her that he's having an affair and he's in love with someone else?
I think that might be her fear. And I think, too, that he might, you know, he might even say that he wants to be with this other person.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's a huge part of her fear. She doesn't want to lose him.
So either way, this weekend, when he comes back, it's going to be a defining point, at least she thinks, of the relationship. Either he's taken off or he's going to confess to this thing that she doesn't even want to know about. And either way, the relationship is different.
Exactly. And she asked me, you know, how do I avoid this conversation? You know, how do I let him have his cake and eat it too? And I have no idea what to say to that. And so I'm wondering what you guys think.
What does your husband say? I'm curious, because you said you talked to him about it, and he's pretty dumbfounded too.
Well, he doesn't know what kind of advice to give her, but he's amazed at this woman. I think secretly he's like, wow, she's cool, you know. But we don't know what to tell her.
I bet once this whole thing passes over, it's totally unrelated, but once this whole thing is done and you've given her the advice and everything's happened, I bet your husband starts to discourage your friendship with her.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know how cool I would be with Jessica hanging out with someone who, well, no, okay, I take that back, because I was thinking that she was the one cheating, but she's not. So, never mind. I take that back. But, mm-hmm. If she was the one doing the blatantly cheating is what I was thinking, that'd be a problem. But, he doesn't care. He'll hang out with her and hope for a threesome.
Let's go ahead and assume that the conversation is not, I want to leave you for this other woman. And let's go ahead and assume that the conversation is supposed to be, I just want you to know that I've been seeing this other woman and I feel awful about it. Mm-hmm. So the advice that we're looking for, let me ask you this, is it how does she avoid the conversation, or how does she stop it before it starts?
Well, that's what she asked me, but I think, you know, I don't know if she can avoid this conversation. I mean, I don't think she knows what to say to him if he does confess.
404-741-1005. I've got nothing.
I don't think she can. I don't think she can, especially if he wants to confess to say, I'm in love with this other person. I want to be with them. Then she's not going to be able to avoid it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Usually if a man's going to go to this level, if that's what he wants to talk to her about, number one, but if he goes to this level, he's wanting to take action of some kind. Like, is it just a guilt thing, or is it that he's been pushed to the point where he has to say something because he wants to do something different?
Haven't we seen this play out in movies and television also where, and I know I've seen this in a movie before, it was an old school movie called Cousins with Ted Danson, where the woman in this movie knows that her husband is messing around. She knows it. And says to him right off the bat, as he's going to confess, don't say anything here that's going to change our relationship. Don't say anything at all right now that's going to change our relationship. And doesn't ever really say, I know what's going on, mm-hmm. but just says, keep your secrets to yourself and we're going to be fine.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a conversation that she can have.
Well, Melissa said, if he wants to change something about their relationship, if he wants to do something different with this other woman, then he will force that conversation to happen regardless. But if he's just trying to confess, then you may be right. Maybe she just says, don't tell me anything. I love you at face value of where we are right now, and I don't want anything to change.
You have stumped the Burt Show community. Very few calls coming in. Nobody really knows how to handle it.
Well, I don't know. It's hard for us to encourage honesty and then try to discourage honesty. I just don't. I think that's the movies. I mean, I really think that's the movies. Yeah. I really think that, you know, we've talked to, unfortunately, so many people who have been in situations of infidelity where if a guy's getting away with it, then why is he going to change what's going on unless, like I said, he wants to be with that other person?
Unless the guilt has just overcome him to the point where he feels the need to whatever, or what if he has broken it off with the other person and now feel like, what if he's had one of these second, you know, the coming, like the, what is it called? The, like, he had a come to Jesus talk with himself.
An epiphany.
Yes. And he broke it off with the other person. Now he's going to confess to his wife, and then.
Unless the mistress has threatened to tell her if he doesn't.
Mm.
This is a good one. This is a tough one. Morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He is so leaving her.
You think so?
He is leaving her.
Yeah. What? He's not going to feel guilty after 2 or 3 years.
Right.
All of a sudden, he's going to feel guilty. No, he's leaving her.
I tend to agree with that, too. It seems like that's the whole reason behind him wanting to have this conversation.
You're kind of on your own on this one. I don't even know what to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to check back with you on Monday, find out what the conversation was all about.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Sorry we couldn't be more helpful. At least maybe we gave you a couple of things to listen over. I don't know.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.